With $50 million of funding from the state's Prop 4 bond measure, the Great Redwood Trail Agency is moving forward on a project that it says will clean up an environmental mess and generate $100 million a year in economic benefits. About $48 million of the gain is predicted for Humboldt County. Elaine Hogan, the agency's executive director, outlined the current status of the Great Redwood Trail project and its future steps during a July 1st online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. The agency is managing 231 miles of the 307-mile trail project and released a master plan last March. Hogan described the trail as a multi-generational project, but 60 miles of it are already open to the public, including 20 miles in the northern segment, including Humboldt County. She said the trail, which spans from the San Francisco Bay Area to Humboldt Bay, will spur both environmental and economic benefits.
Environmental enhancement is actually built into our enabling legislation, things like restoring fish passage to the rivers. We have over 100 miles of the trail that go along the Russian River and the Eel River. And so a primary part of the project as we're building the trail is to restore fish passage and native vegetation and habitat. So we do that in a variety of ways, many of which are forthcoming because we are just getting going now that we've adopted our master plan. But one of those main ways is through tribal partnerships and partnerships with nonprofit organizations for the restoration component and advisory services, as well as local jurisdictions. So once the trail is complete, it's going to link 29 towns across 3 counties with trail access and bring economic opportunities to those regions. So looking at the economic revitalization of these small rural communities as a key component of the project.
The master plan includes an economic analysis and breaks down the annual economic gains into categories as explained here.
So this was done in 2023 dollars, estimating a little over $100 million a year in the counties that the trail passes through once it's fully complete. So that's when you really get these economic benefits, is when you're attracting long distance travelers to come and do, you know, longer extents of the trail and have multi-day stays. So most of those economic benefits come from recreation, tourism, and retail. So about 60% of them. About 37% are, you know, these sort of less tangible benefits, but still definitely do have a monetary benefit in terms of reduction of vehicle miles traveled, improving health outcomes when people have access to outdoor spaces, things like that. And so that's been quantified here. And the transportation and emissions benefits. So those are sort of the non-tangible economic benefits. And we do anticipate an increase in annual tax revenue for local regional jurisdictions, mainly in the form of TOT, the transient occupancy tax, and sales tax on goods and services sold.
The trail replaces a former rail line whose remains blight the environment, and Hogan said the trail is basically a cleanup project. So far, the existing northern trail segments have been developed by municipalities, but the agency is now at the point where it has enough funding to take on trail development itself. Development of the trail segment managed by the agency is estimated at $1 billion to $5 billion. During a question and answer session, Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, the meeting's host, asked if there's any opposition to the project.
And it seems like pretty broad support for this idea. I mean, is there anyone out there that's really not, you know, there may be some skepticism or some concern, but
sure.
I haven't heard anyone say, you know, this is absolutely the wrong thing to do, but
there are those people out there. I think it's important to recognize that this is a railroad corridor. So the two things that can happen on this property is a freight train, or because we're rail banked and the federal government has said that we can rail bank from Willits North, another appropriate use of the corridor is interim use as a walking and biking non-motorized trail. So, you know, you have dilapidated rail corridor that sat there unused for almost 30 years. We could try to bring a train back if people think that's a good idea.
God, please don't.
Or we can clean up the mess and we can get a walking and biking trail and spur economic development and restoration. So those are the options on this property.
Much of the agency's 231-mile section of the trail corridor from Willits North is established through a process known as rail banking, where unused rail lines are allowed to be converted to other uses. Rail banking allows reconversion if a rail project emerges in the future. While that has happened on other rail-to-trail projects in the U.S., it's been very rare and has affected portions of trails rather than entire trail corridors. Trail development will proceed segment by segment, with more doable stretches prioritized. In addition to grant allocations like the one from the bond measure, the agency's operations funding is coming from rights-of-ways licensing and leasing revenue. But Hogan said, quote, "Competitive grant funding from multiple sources is going to be and continue to be a larger part of how we fund this project and the agency." For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.